Blog Talk Radio.
And thanks for joining me. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note, all of your current events, music, movies, fashion, entertainment news, and much, much more. Guys, Barack Obama did very, very well on yesterday, Super Tuesday. Looks like it's a tie, really, or close enough. Barack and Hillary Clinton are really battling it out in this presidential campaign. And I just want to let you know what states he won, what states Clinton won, so you would have an idea of what I'm talking about. Okay, Barack won North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Alabama, Georgia, which is my home state, South Carolina, Connecticut, and Delaware. And Clinton seized Arizona, California, Florida, Nevada, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Maryland and New Jersey. Excuse me, Massachusetts and New Jersey. So, I mean, it's close, guys. This is going to be a tight race, but you know what? They both are really, you know, putting it out there, giving it their all, and they're going to give, I think we're going to have a Democrat as the president for 2009. So it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And it looks like here Senator John McCain seized command of the race for the Republican presidential nomination early on Wednesday, early this morning, winning delegate-rich primaries from the East Coast to California. So, and Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama traded victories in an epic struggle with no end in sight. So, I mean, looks like they're going to be battling to the end, guys. Should be very interesting. I did get out yesterday, voted for Barack. You know, I was counted, so I feel real good about that. And, you know, it's just a sign of the times. You know, it's a new day. So are we going to have a black man for president, or are we going to have a female for president? I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome that we have those two choices, I think, and it really just signifies the day and time that we're in. And I just want to go on to say, you know, it's just a day and time for change. And I think it's, you know, change in all things. You know, sometimes people are afraid of change, but it can be a really good thing if it helps you to progress to the next level of living. I mean, you only have one life, so why get stuck in a rut? You know, I think you should expand your wings, you know, fly a little bit, you know, make sure that you are not just stuck on one thing. All right? So stay right where you are, and I will be back with more current events for you right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me this morning. right, guys. Thanks for sticking around. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. And how about some entertainment news? Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony expecting twins any day now. And, you know, J-Lo didn't really say a lot about her pregnancy until, like, October. And now, you know, she didn't say anything else, but her father drops a new surprise saying Jenny from the Block and Mark Anthony are expecting twins. So congrats to them on the babies. And Amy Winehouse quizzed over this crack video, guys. Remember? She was caught on tape smoking crack, allegedly. Says here, though no charges have been filed, British police grilled troubled soul songstress Amy Winehouse about the video made famous by The Sun in which the singer allegedly smokes crack. The Grammy-nominated singer entered rehab shortly after the video's emergence. So that's kind of tragic, I would say. Britney Spears accused of drugging, or excuse me, Britney Spears' manager accused of drugging her. Guys, I'm so really, I have to report on Britney because, you know, she's like everywhere, but I am really sick and tired of hearing about Britney and these issues she's having. I mean, really, I think she's probably going through something. This is just my opinion, guys. I think she's probably going through something. I think mostly it's heartbreak. I think Federline broke her heart is what I think. And she's just been, like, having the bottle and the drugs or whatever to try to cope, I guess. And, you know, she's taking it a bit far. And it seems like she just can't come back from that or something. I think she thought, because she was Britney Spears, that he was going to, you know, treat her like she wanted to be treated, especially since she upgraded his ass real good from dancer to husband of superstar. But just didn't work out like that. Seemed like he came in, got what he could get, and he dipped. So, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. A restraining order aimed at Britney Spears' sometimes manager, Sam Lutfi, alleges that he took over her life and finances, kept her in a drug-induced stupor for days, and controlled the paparazzi who hounded her. Wow. Okay, and Mariah Carey won't get ugly for film. Carey took on a role in the upcoming movie Tennessee, which called for her to wear a prosthetic nose and bushy eyebrows, but the singer was uncomfortable being uglified. That's my word, guys, up for the part, according to a source, and refused to do it. Isn't that some way, guys? You know Mariah Carey's vain as hell. I mean, remember her on Cribs? She kept changing clothes during the whole interview. It was so hilarious. And then she had to, like, get in the tub, and it was just crazy, crazy, crazy. But that's Mariah for you. Okay. And Idol Hicks Gal Pal under scrutiny. Looks like bloggers, conspiracy theories, and forensics experts are weighing in on whether Taylor Hicks, you remember him from American Idol, Beach Gal, is actually who the Soul Patrol's reps say she is. Okay, and I don't really know who they're saying she is, and who cares? I mean, really, who cares who he's hanging out with? And striking writers to meet this weekend. Gosh, I hope this writer strike ends. I mean, because really this is ridiculous, and we need Antoine Fisher to go back to writing Training Day 2. He's writing that right now and actually had to take a break because of the strike. So hopefully he will go back to writing that real soon. It says here, striking scribes will be briefed by the Writers Guild of America this weekend, hoping that new negotiated terms will be enough to end the three-month-long labor stoppage that has nearly crippled the television and the film industry. Yeah, it has. I mean, no new Desperate Housewives, no new Grey's Anatomy. It is really starting to irk me really, really bad, guys. I love Grey's Anatomy, love Desperate Housewives, and they keep playing rerun. Girlfriends on Monday nights, no new episodes. I mean, it is really ridiculous, guys. Stay right where you are. I'll be back with more Mental Note right here, Blog Talk Radio. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. Sexy, come pick this nigga.
up for you, condom in his truck. You still tricking with them sluts, telling me I'm number one, but you was better than the rest. Truth be told, you's a mess. Who love to play games, roller coaster with my brain. I cry myself to sleep cause it hurts so bad. I'm asking how could you fold everything we had. And now I gotta go inside the little black bag. I bet he'll be back trying to wave the white flag. Nigga nervous, you said I wouldn't find another. You done bumped your head, you gon' need me, sucker. I'm changing my number, I ain't thinking about you. I'm in love with myself and I wanna know the truth.
In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't rush,
don't rush.
And keep talking and that's that fine. But could you walk and talk at the same time? Then it's my name, it's on that tag. So remove your bag, let me call you.
All right, guys, that call in number 347-215-8667. If you want to holla at me, do so. Remember, you can always hit me up, myspace.com/ whatever you want to say, Purpose Vision, myspace.com/Purpose Vision. You can always leave me comments here as well on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, it is storming outside here in Atlanta today. We're supposed to have thunderstorms all day. I think I'll drown if I go outside right now. The rain is coming down so profusely. And then also, guys, wanted to let you know that I mentioned the guests coming on the show on Saturday, and actually I'd like to promote a little while longer, but I will have a special guest for you either next week, Friday the 14th, the 15th, excuse me, or Saturday the 16th. So stay tuned, and I'll definitely keep you updated on that. But a very special guest coming soon right here for you on Mental Note. Let's talk about some sports guys, Bobby Knight. You know, crazy Bobby Knight, the winningest coach in Division I men's college basketball history calls it quits. In honor of the basketball bad boy's most famous meltdown, click inside to rate videos of his most memorable moments. That's what it has here right on AOL, guys. So you may want to click and take a look at all the crazy stuff that Bobby Knight used to do. But after 902 wins, it's finally good night. After three national titles, an NCAA record, 902 wins, and much controversy, Texas Tech coach Bob Knight announces his immediate retirement. I hear that he says he's just tired, you know. He's just, just wanting to retire. A little tired to be working with the college guys, I guess, you know. Some got old for him, so he is saying goodbye. So we wish Bobby Knight well. Tiger Woods wins Dubai in dramatic fashion, trailing by four strokes. Entering the final round, Tiger Woods birdies five of the last seven holes to capture the Dubai Desert Classic on Sunday by one shot. Go, Tiger. Can't be stopped. Can't be stopped. And, guys, you know the New York Giants pulled off a shocking Super Bowl win on Sunday. So, hooray for the New York Giants, the underdog. I was really hoping that they won, and they did. The game ended at 17-14. So, you know, they defeated the New England Patriots. So, that's a good look. And just also wanted to make sure that on Sunday nights, 6:30 p.m., that you check me out right here at Blog Talk Radio for all things real estate. That's just like what I said, all things real estate. So anything you want to know about the real estate market, what the interest rates are, how to stage your property, if it's time to sell, when to buy, how to invest, you name it, I'll have it for you. All things real estate, Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Now, guys, airline delays near record in 2007. I don't know. Were you flying somewhere? Were you traveling over, you know, during 2007? Did you have some delays that, you know, unusual delays or a lot of them? Because right here it says, last year airline delays were the second worst on record, with domestic flights late more than 26% of the time. The performance was just slightly bit better than in 2000, when flights were delayed 27.4% of the time. Movie gallery to close 400 more stores. So Hollywood Video, guess Blockbuster, you know, doing their thing. They run that video, you know, movie video rental industry. So it looks like bankrupt video rental company Movie Gallery operates 3,890 stores throughout the U.S. and Canada under the brands Movie Gallery, Hollywood Video, and Game Crazy. The decision to close stores is always difficult, says the CEO, Joe Maligan, but we are confident that we are taking the right steps to emerge from bankruptcy as a stronger company. And Ben & Jerry's fights to keep label. Ben & Jerry, you know, the ice cream company, states over efforts to restrict the Vermont ice cream maker's hormone-free labeling. Some states, Ben & Jerry's fights. Some states over efforts to restrict the Vermont ice cream maker's hormone-free labeling. Oh, excuse me, guys. A new farmers group which has the backing of a company that makes synthetic hormones used in dairy cows wants labeling changes. Oh, so some people have synthetic hormones in the cows, and Ben & Jerry is using authentic, you know, they're not using any hormones in their cows to make their ice cream. That's good to know, because everything is, like, injected with hormones. Have you noticed, guys, do you ever buy chicken in the store? Do you see how huge it is? Like, the chicken wings and the whatever, drumsticks, whatever you're buying, they're, like, huge. Hormones. It's crazy. And that's why everybody's like walking around. People now are huge, especially in the U.S., because we're eating all this hormone-induced food. So you may want to, you know, be mindful of that because, you know, I know I am. I'm trying to eat as natural as possible, you know, going to Whole Foods, you know, try to make sure that I eat natural things as much as possible because you never know what you're putting in your body. And just want to be mindful of that because I really do believe that what we take in has a direct effect as to, has a direct effect on whether or not we have illnesses and that sort of thing. So, I mean, because a lot of people, you think, you know, how else are they getting sick? They exercise, you know, they try to eat correctly or whatever, and then, you know, they have cancer, they have diabetes or whatever the case may be. And a lot of that comes from the food that we eat, the majority. I mean, if you don't smoke and you don't, you know, and you exercise and you drink plenty of water, what are you eating? Okay. And guys, this has been the most expensive election ever, really. Presidential hopefuls are spending big bucks in the charged race for the White House in what has become the most expensive election ever. According to OpenSecrets.org, the major candidates raised $582.5 million and spent $481.2 million in 2007, with Goldman Sachs and Citigroup topping the list of biggest corporate donors. All right. Well, it looks like it's a very expensive election. And Congress cooled to Bush's final budget. Democrats and even some Republicans dismissed President Bush's proposed $3 trillion spending plan, saying the administration's final budget just won't become a reality. Thank God. Nobody's going to be taking a long, hard look at it, says Senator Judge Gregg, the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee. Yeah, Bush, I mean, you know, goodbye. Abercrombie displays called obscene. An Abercrombie and Fitch manager is cited on a misdemeanor obscenity charge after ignoring police concerns about two display photos being too hot for retail. All right, look like they had some kind of little naked displays or something in their display case or display bulletin outside the store, Abercrombie and Fitch. And you're listening to Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. I do appreciate you joining me this morning, and I will be back here for you bright and early, 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Remember, guys, until we speak again, in all things, peace and love. Talk to you soon.
Radio.